the Consumers Union publishes Consumer Reports. The group issued a food safety study entitled Worst First. In it, the Consumers Union is calling on the U.S. EPA to ban what the group calls high-risk insecticides. The Consumers Union says there are 40 insecticides, which are often used on fruits such as apples, oranges, and grapes, and sweeter-tasting vegetables such as peas, green beans, and tomatoes. The group is concerned because these are foods children eat in greater proportions than adults. Consumers Union says that means children take in more pesticide residues. Janine Kenny is a policy analyst and one of the authors of the study.
There is a class of very toxic pesticides that have been in use for some 30 years now, and they are toxic to the brain and nervous system of both the insects they intend to harm, as well as the humans they don't intend to harm.
Now, none of the insecticides listed in the Consumers Union's Worst First study has caused any known damage to children. But the Consumers Union argues because children eat more of these foods, they get higher doses of insecticides. Janine Kenny says while no studies have been done on that, the group doesn't want to take any chances.
We have faced unknowns with respect to other neurotoxic compounds and have found after the fact that children, in fact, were being harmed.
The Consumers Union wants the 40 pesticides banned within 2 years. It says farmers can use new, safer alternatives. It says there are new chemicals and new tactics to ward off pests to crops. Farmers say they're not available yet. In Illinois, on an orchard on the hills overlooking the Illinois River Valley, Joe Ringhausen is giving a little lesson on the proper way to pick apples.
Supposed to give that a little twist. So take your thumb across the stem, the fruit, but handle them gentle. That holds 18 bushel.
Ringhausen's family has been tending apple and peach trees for 6 generations. He says his crops would be ruined if the pesticides the Consumers Union has targeted were banned by the EPA.
You'd see worms, scab, mildew, fly speck, sooty blotch, and the production of the fruit would be way down on that because it just wouldn't bear good fruit. They'd fall off before they get ripe even.
Joe Ringhausen says he keeps up on the latest products and processes through fruit growers' newsletters, and he's read about some new methods to cut down on using pesticides, but he's not heard of anything that will completely replace the organophosphate and carbamate pesticides he uses.
I'd be willing to try anything new, but I think before that's got to be proven before we can do away with these organic phosphates. As far as I know, they're safe if they're used properly.
Ringhausen is not alone. The American Farm Bureau opposes the Consumers Union proposal to ban the 40 pesticides. Dennis Stolte is with the Farm Bureau. He says a ban would definitely hurt farmers.
For instance, of the 40 so-called worst first products that Consumers Union is talking about, virtually all the effective insecticides for apples are in their hit list, and farmers are going to be left defenseless against insects, and family farmers literally are going to be put out of business if this worst first scenario is carried out.
Stolte says farmers are willing to look into safer products. Some have already been finding ways to cut down on insecticide spraying, using better methods, using beneficial insects, and so on. But he says until something better comes along, farmers still have to rely on those 40 pesticides when the other methods don't work.
I think farmers are willing to pay a little more for a newer, safer product if it works and if it is indeed safe. The big problem is that, quite frankly, they're not there.
Stolte says the EPA has been slow to approve the new compounds. Farmers can't go to the farm store and buy them, and the Farm Bureau says it does not make sense to ban the old products until new ones are approved. Others agree. The National Food Safety and Toxicology Center at Michigan State University studies hazards in the food supply. It agrees many of the newer, safer products are not on the shelf and not yet available to farmers. The center's director, Bob Hollingworth, says it's also not clear whether the experimental products work as well. And he says it's not clear how long it will take to train farmers how to use them.
what we really need to do is to just lay a little bit back from the politics on this and the scare tactics, and to a degree the, there's a scare tactic behind the consumer union's approach here, and really do some of the things that they're suggesting, which is really to start getting some of these new and much safer insecticides that have been discovered onto the market stream, and we need to be able to train people how to use them better. That, I think, over time will solve the problem, but I think 2 years is not realistic. 5 or 10 may be a realistic time frame.
The Consumers Union stresses its call for a ban of the 40 pesticides is not a pesticide scare. It's not suggesting parents stop feeding their children the food sprayed with the insecticides. The Consumers Union stresses fruits and vegetables are important to kids' diets. But the group says banning the pesticides will reduce and maybe eliminate the risk of toxins on the foods children eat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.